This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Afternoon thunderstorms threatened, but held off long enough for the first public demonstration flight of the Rocket Racer at AirVenture yesterday. Just after 2:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the DKNY Bridenstine Rocket Racer lifted off from Whitman Regional Airport with former NASA astronaut Rick Searfoss at the controls. Constrained by low ceilings, Searfoss nevertheless gave the AirVenture crowd a good look at the speed, sound, and fiery tail that will characterize this new sport. With the PA system commentary provided by Rocket Racing League CEO Granger Whitelaw, Searfoss put the X-Corps-powered Velocity Canard through graceful climbs and arcs in the sky, helping onlookers to imagine what it will be like when they can follow along on giant video screens, which display the virtual course gates competitors will see in actual races. The Rocket Racer will fly again on Friday and Saturday at 2:30 p.m. both days, to open the air show at Oshkosh. You can read more about the debut and everything else happening at AirVenture at www.airventure.org. AirVenture planners underestimated the interest in the Martin jetpack. That's clear. The craft, which will claim Part 103 ultralight compliance, boasted of a half-hour endurance. Considering that the famous Bell rocket belt never flew longer than 26 seconds, it didn't take a physics degree to question how New Zealand's Glenn Martin could do what he claimed. The event was scheduled for 9:30 a.m. yesterday. By 9:15, most of the 5,000 spectators, EAA counted, were already milling about. Then, a path through the crowd was cleared to allow the Boeing Dreamlifter to pull into the square. The resulting cordons left the crowd sardined up against ropes. When the Martin jetpack demo was ready to begin, a half-hour delay ensued as the crowd was asked to move back to accommodate a safety buffer. Finally, a little after 10 a.m., EAA President Tom Poberesny introduced Martin, who says he's been working on the idea for almost three decades. Crediting TV shows like Lost in Space and The Jetsons for his interest in the backpack idea, Martin revealed that through early stages of development, limited lift resulted in having to use his 16-year-old son, Harrison, as his principal test pilot. And Harrison got to fly it this day at AirVenture. The young man hovered the craft for a little under a minute, as much of the crowd behind the first few rows struggled to get a glimpse. Regardless, Martin's display area was mobbed the rest of the day. His teenage test pilot son was enjoying lots of attention from cute teenage girls. So how did the Martin jetpack come to be powered by a piston engine? I got to ask Glenn that very question later in the day.
When it came to building the jetpack, I said, I've got to base this on logic. And when you sat down for a few months and looked at the equations, it was very clear that the rocket-propelled system wasn't ever going to go beyond 30 seconds. And a gas turbine-based system might get you up to 5 or 6 minutes. And I'd set my goal of flying for half an hour. So I had to find another solution. And in the end, you know, the ducted fan idea came out, but even standard ducted fans weren't quite up to the task. And we had to make them a lot more efficient than a standard ducted fan and do a lot of tricks inside to make them straight, you know.
The asking price for each of the first 10 production units of the Martin jetpack will be $100,000. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Icon Aircraft explains its approach to sport aviation. Carburetors may be on the way out for LSAs. And the U.S. Air Force continues its internal shakeup. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Steen Strand. He's the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Design for Icon Aircraft, about the company which has produced the remarkable-looking Icon A5 light sport amphibian. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.